the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the reading of the Gospel of today, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of the truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Today is the Pentecost, and we have a happy feast for the Pentecost. And after the Pentecost is after 50 days from the resurrection and 10 days from ascension. And why we celebrate today the Pentecost, and why we celebrate also the receiving of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the main core of our church and our Christianity. The Holy Spirit who manage and drive us in the right way. And we receive also, every time I come to the church, I receive the Holy Spirit again. That's why I have to ask myself every time I come to the church and go back to home. I have to ask myself, I receive the Holy Spirit, or I come to the church only, for example, to entertainment, or I didn't receive anything, I didn't learn anything from the church. The Holy Spirit is here in the church. Every time I come to the church, I have to receive again the Holy Spirit. I was surprised when someone, for example, come open the door outside and come to the church without say hi to Jesus Christ here in the altar or in front of the altar, before the altar, and go, for example, downstairs direct, which is totally wrong. If I come to the place, if I go to visit someone, first of all, I have to greet. I have to say hi. I have to say good morning. That's why this is only what I have to come to the church. When I come to the church, and first of all, it is not only because I have to go downstairs or I have some activities. No, I have in first to say, to come to the responsible, to come to who is present in the church in first, to say hi, to say good morning, and after this, we do what we need. The target and the aim and the purpose of our presence here in the church is to fill ourselves from the Holy Spirit. If I am come to the church now and go back to home without feeling any feeling that I receive anything from the Holy Spirit, then the day it's not exist at all. And when I come to the church, I have to ask myself in first, for the Holy Spirit, which has had many symbols. First symbol, for example, is a water. And when I'm asking God, if I'm come to the church, I'm dry, I'm thirsty, I need a water. I need your Holy Spirit. I need to have a water because I need to have fruits. Then if I'm come to the church and go out again and without receive any water, without receive any Holy Spirit, still dry and still thirsty, that's why it's nothing. I need to ask God. I need to ask my Father, can I receive the water? Or another symbol of the Holy Spirit is a fire. I need, when I come to the church, I have to ask God, can I be hot? Can the fire of the Holy Spirit touch my heart and be hot in my spiritual life, in my relationship with you? And this is what I have to ask. This is the main act or deed of the Holy Spirit. Or I have, when I'm come to the church and I'm asking God, another symbol of the Holy Spirit, the dove. Can you give me the peace like dove? Can you give me, can I be happy, the happiness? Can I have a smile on my face to all the people? This is only some few symbol of the Holy Spirit. And this is that why we are here in the church. And today, for example, in the Pentecost, God asked all the apostles and disciples to stay in the room, the high room, and to pray together in first. And after that, I will send to you the Holy Spirit. And I can ask God, for example, you can't send the Holy Spirit, for example, anywhere. Why they have to be together? Why this gathering? Because we have to pray all together, and the Holy Spirit, we will receive the Holy Spirit, and this is the end, the foundation of the church. This is our foundation. That's why our God, Jesus Christ, institutes the church together, all the people, and to pray all together and to receive the Holy Spirit. That's why one of the fathers said that the church is a spring. The church is a spring of the Holy Spirit. And if I receive the Holy Spirit, then I will know more about God. And the famous question we received now, I don't know really God. I cannot hear His voice. But also I have to ask again, if you cannot know about God, then because you didn't receive His Holy Spirit or the God Spirit. The God Spirit is existing anywhere, and especially here in our church. Then I have to ask this Holy Spirit to come to my heart and to dwell inside me. I receive the Holy Spirit, and after this I will know Him very well. And why especially the church? For example, I have to come to the church often. I have to come to the church to take the communion. I have to pray with all the people. I can't pray by myself. And some of other churches, for example, you can't go to home and you can't pray alone. Yeah, it's important. But the gathering also, because the institution or the foundation of the church, Jesus institute this, and we receive the Holy Spirit by this way. But I can give an example. For example, a kid needs to go to ask mother, here unto the mother, his mother, can I ask you, my mother, how I can make my father happy? How? I give him a gift. I say to him, for example, sweet words, what I can do. Then the mother, because she knows very well the father, then she tried to tell the kids about what he has to do. Exactly, the church is the mother. She knows very well God, and our fathers know very well God. That's why they have a prayers, and they said to us what we have to say to God and how to receive the Holy Spirit in the church. That's why also St. Paul, the epistle of St. Paul to Ephesians, number 3, chapter 3, it said like this, that Christ may dwell in your heart throughout faith, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of or think according to the power that works in us. The problem that we have a shortage in the knowledge of God. Then, that's why St. Paul asked, and he asked all the people, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you, and then after this, you have more knowledge about God. But if I know more about God, then I will understanding I will understand. I have the understanding, or I understand what he needs from me. Many times we ask ourselves about why God does this. And for example, if something happened for me like a trouble, why I'm here? And why we have a problem? Why I face these problems? And I ask God, and I raise my hand to God, and my eyes, my heart. I am your servant. You do this with me. And I don't know why you do this. The problem that I have no understanding, I cannot know what he do, because I have no his spirit in my mind. I didn't receive the right spirit. For example, exactly. When I was a kid, if I do something wrong or a mistake, I have a punishment from my father. And the father does this and he's happy. I don't know why. And I ask myself, my father does it like this with me, punish me, but why? I have to understand. But because I am a kid, I don't know. But after I became a father, and I do the same what my father did with me, I understand. I understand now why my father did this with me. He tried to discipline me. The same what our God tried to do with us. A lot of things, but the problem, I don't know. Because I'm still a kid. Can I grow up? Yeah, you can grow up by coming to the church and to fill yourself by the Holy Spirit by praying. Not praying only by your voice. But I have to pray with heart. I have to know the meaning of the words in the liturgy. I have to live with God in the liturgy. Then in this case, I will receive the Holy Spirit and I will grow up. And I have more information about God and I will know him more. I will understand his will. And the consequences is the behavior. If I'm coming to the church and I love to come to the church to receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit that I receive fills my heart, then I understand and I know now what God needs from me and who is God, because I have shortage. I have a problem in my heart. I didn't receive his Holy Spirit. Then if I know very well who is God, I know his will and what he do for me, then my behavior, it will be very good. What's the meaning of behavior? The behavior is everything. The behavior, it's mean, for example, if I am in the church or outside the church, I love all the people. This is a good behavior. If I have a problem with someone, and I don't like, or I can put more a word like I hate this person, it's a bad behavior. And I have no Holy Spirit in my heart. If I am looking to the other people and I compare myself with them, they are good life, they have good life, and me no, I am blamed. It's a bad behavior. Why? I have no Holy Spirit in my heart. If I'm looking to the bad in the people, the negative in the people only, and I cannot see the positive, it's a bad behavior, which is mean I have no Holy Spirit in my heart too. This is the behavior. This is the consequences of the Holy Spirit in my heart, and to know God, and to know more about God, and to know more about his will. And also one of the consequences is that I have fruit in my life. Again, if I come to the church, and I know very well why I'm coming to the church, because I need to pray and I need to live with God, and I need to receive His Holy Spirit in my heart. And if I receive the Holy Spirit in my heart, and I know God, I will know Him very well, then I have to know also what His will, and my behavior, it will be very good. I will change everything, my attitude, everything in my life will be changed. And one of the also from the consequences is the fruit. That's why in St. Paul, Epistle of Galatians, it's 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And I have to ask myself, if the Holy Spirit in my heart, that means that I have all these fruits, I have to be in my heart. I have joy. But all the people, when I see some people, for example, they're sad. And I ask, why are you sad? Problem in my life, and I have a problem with my kids, and blah, blah, blah. And it is the Holy Spirit in your heart? Yeah, you know God? Yeah, you love Jesus Christ? Yes, I love Him. No, sorry, you don't love. No, there is no love in your heart. There is no Holy Spirit in your heart. If you haven't the joy, the happiness, the peace, there is no Holy Spirit in your heart. That's why it's very important to ask myself again when I come to the church. When I'm praying, when I'm fasting, and by the way, tomorrow, we start a fast, and I know very well, like 95% from the congregation will not start tomorrow the fast. But one of the way to receive the Holy Spirit also. Not only to change the food. It's not a matter of food, but it's a matter of heart. For example, I will start tomorrow fast, the apostle fasting, but that's why that I have to think about. Think about, for example, what I have to do. I have to have a peace in my life. Or, for example, I am anger, or I have a problem in my life. I have trouble, then I have to become calm. Then I have to train myself how to be calm during fasting. Or I have to think about the poor more. This is what I have to do during the fast. How many fasts pass in my life and I have no fruit by the end of this fast? And this is what I have to evaluate myself. Each one I have to review what I gain after fasting. What I gain after fasting. And also, by the receiving the Holy Spirit, and I have fruits, and I have everything, I become strong. It's a chain. I come to the church, I receive the Holy Spirit, I know God, I know very well what He needs from me, and I ask Him to give me His Holy Spirit, and in this case, I have fruits in my life, my behavior will be changing, and then by the end, I'm strong. Strong for what? One from the youth told me like about, I'm strong. I face any problem. And I asked him about, are you strong by yourself? He told me, yes, I'm strong. My personality is strong. I told him the problem that your strength should be from God. If you put your base, that you are strong by yourself, you will fall. That's why I have to ask God to give me the strength. That's why, for example, one like Elijah, he pray, stop the rain, he stop. Let's train again, train. How you are strong like this, Elijah? How strong you are? The answer is, I receive the strength from God. And all the apostles. All the apostles the same. Saint Peter, he denied before, after he received the Holy Spirit, he stand up and speak with a speech, and 3,000, first time, 3,000 people go to the Christianity. What strong you have? I am strong. Why? Because I received the strength from the Holy Spirit. That's why we have to ask God every day when we are here in the church that He can give us the Holy Spirit, His Spirit, to give us the strength, to give us some fruits, to change our behavior in all my life. And glory be to God forever. Amen. يا أبي إخوتي سامحوني واصفحوا عني شليل
أبي بروسف كيستاسيتي
إيرني بار